Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Thursday, which is really Friday in the Packers world because they play Saturday. I'm losing my mind. I am ready for this game to get here. I was ready 2 days ago. My goodness, the chatter online is a lot at this point, and I kind of just dip in and dip out. But obviously, paying attention to practice reports, Matt LaFleur's press conference. We heard from coordinators yesterday, and the Packers did put out their final injury report prior to Saturday's game. The main concern, obviously, is seeing Zach Tom, as it did not participate, but Matt LaFleur did indicate that he was going to miss practice. That was the plan, giving him a day of rest, hoping that he's right and ready to go for Saturday night. Packers practicing inside Lambeau today. LaFleur indicated that was because of the grass being in better shape in Lambeau. Apparently some of the guys were worried about some of the surface in the practice field. And I know the joke was instantly, wouldn't it be more like Soldier Field? Which is very, very apt, but you don't want to be getting yourself hurt in practice, obviously. So LaFleur took him inside Lambeau today. And mostly this team is headed in the right direction as far as health goes. You love to see that Evan Williams is off the injury report, a guy who missed the game in Chicago. I think some people have probably kind of memory holed that or forgotten about it in particular. And I do think it is a big, big key for how the Packers are going to be able to at least try to limit what the Bears want to do on the ground. And I know, especially after the Ravens game, a lot of the attention has been up front, behind the defensive front, and the work of the defensive tackle group in particular, as well as the edge. I got to tell you, a big component of what the Packers are going to do on Saturday night when it comes to limiting what the Bears are able to do on the ground is going to be between the group of Evan Williams, Javon Bullard, and to a lesser extent, probably Xavier McKinney, mostly because McKinney does play that center field role a whole hell of a lot more than either of those other two guys. But we've seen time and again Evan Williams coming in, triggering from depth on running plays to help limit the ball carrier and what he's able to do at the second level. I don't doubt for a moment that his addition, comparative to the last time these two teams faced off in Chicago, will be noticeable. And I think Bullard is a main key because you got to think with the way the Bears like to attack, not just the Packers, but defenses in general, especially as of late, they've utilized the tight end group quite a little bit. Obviously, Kmet and Loveland have been major components in their passing game, but they also use them, obviously, in the running game. I like Bullard being able to play in the slot and both cover tight ends, but also, yes, stick his nose in there and be physical against the run, something we've seen him do pretty damn well over the course of this entirety of this season. Now, the one concern there, obviously, is that knee injury that he suffered in Minneapolis, though he is listed as questionable, and all the talk around him is that he will be able to go. If he is up, I think that goes a long way in helping what the Packers are going to have to do. Now, obviously, it's not just, okay, they're going to run the ball. Clearly, the Bears have shown they want to throw it. Ben Johnson has not been shy about letting his quarterback rip it. And they are getting healthy at wide receiver. Roma Dunze will be available for the first time to Caleb Williams in this matchup against the Packers. Clearly, that is going to be something to watch for because he is very talented. I hate to give praise out to any Chicago Bear, but that is a talented dude who can make a long night even longer for any of the members of the Packers secondary who end up having to deal with him downfield. So that is certainly something the Packers want to be able to limit, and that's where I suspect you'll see not every play, not every passing situation, but certainly you'll see Xavier McKinney paying a lot of attention, probably rolling to that side, bracketing, etc., stuff like that. So these are the things that will be popping through my brain over the course of the next 48 hours. And of course, I'm here to talk to you fine folks, see what's on your mind, find out what you're thinking about, what you want to talk about when it comes to the green and gold. Good to see everybody mixing it up in the chat. So good to see everybody already here talking about the Packers and everything else. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. Football season is all about action, and sometimes injuries happen. Whether it's a sprain, strain, or something more serious, ThetaCare Orthopedic Care is here to help you recover like a pro. Their team offers expert care for bones, joints, and muscles, so you can get back to doing what you love, on the field or in the stands. Don't let pain sideline you. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, what's going on? Jay, starting us off. How you doing, man? Bears fans pretend they are excited to face Green Bay in the wild card round, but the reality is they just had their best season in decades, the most hope they've had in years, but they know the boogeyman is coming. I think any honest Bears fan would tell you that this is probably the one team they didn't want to face in the playoffs. Of course, they're going to put on brave faces, and you're right. This is the most hope they've had in forever. It's the best season they've had in forever. And the fact that they have to face the Packers, and especially face the Packers so quickly. I mean, the fact that these two teams have played in quick succession over the course of the last month is a little nuts, right? Usually you have one game early in the season and another one later. And then, yeah, if you meet in the playoffs, you talk about, oh, it's tough to beat a team a third time, etc. But it's kind of spread out. But these have all come so quick and one on top of the other almost that I got to think for Bears fans, yeah, for you watch those two games, Bears fans didn't watch their team have a lead for eight straight quarters. That's got to weigh a little bit on the mind, I would think. Now, I'm not a Bears fan, so I can't tell you, but that would be my kind of imagination of that situation. Michael, how you doing, man? Three-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro, Super Bowl champion, clutch block on 4th and 8, fan favorite. Will John Kuhn make the Packers Hall of Fame? Does the Pope wear a funny hat? Yeah, John, I guess it is kind of funny. Yeah, of course John Kuhn will make the Packers Hall of Fame. Hell, he'll probably MC his own induction. Yes, 1,000,000,000% John Kuhn will go into the Packers Hall of Fame if he isn't already. Isn't he in already? Wild to me if he isn't, but yes, 1,000,000,000%. Without question, John Kuhn is a Packers Hall of Famer, or should be. Evil Badger, how are you, brother? I guess I wasn't too far off base with my super chat yesterday about Florio's article today. Oh, you mean the one where Florio's just totally guessing? Dude, I encourage you very much so to listen to the conversation between myself and Justice that just dropped here on the YouTube channel. So you're telling me you think the Packers aren't going to pay Matt LaFleur whatever Matt wants to get paid, which, you know, would probably be slightly more than Ben Johnson is getting paid to coach the Bears on his first head coach contract. But the Packers are going to turn around and pay John Harbaugh $20 million? Come on. Let's be serious. Let's be grown-ups about this, shall we? Ain't no way. And I know Florio's trying to drum business up for his agent friends and their community, but that's called fantasy land. And look, you read it. He got the clicks. He got the engagement. Mission accomplished for Mike Florio. But we deal in reality over here. E4, what's going on, man? Just fucking cool that it's Packers versus Bears. Beating the Bears in a playoff game is a beautiful thing. Yeah, and it's wild that it's only happened one time in the history of the franchises. Both teams have won one postseason matchup. The Bears in the, 41? The Packers in 2010. That's it. That's kind of wild to me for two teams that have been in existence for over 100 years and they've only played in the postseason twice, never, only once in the modern era. That is fucking wild. And yes, it is going to be cool when the Packers beat them on Saturday night. Tripod, what's going on, man? Northwest Indiana Pack fans surrounded by Bears fans need the Pack to win this one and back up all my shit talk to friends and family throughout my life. 30. Yeah, I think a lot of folks are feeling the same, man. And not just because of the proximity they may or may not have to Bears fans, but you know, this day and age online, everyone's talking stuff to everybody. So, and I kind of made this joke on Carry the G Radio last week, you know, do the Packers not care about my online health? You know, I'm out here in these Twitter streets. I'm the one taking the shit, not them. They need to help me out. That's where we're similar, brother. Joe Mailman, how are you? Is there an heir apparent in-house if John Eric Sullivan leaves? I see Hafley up to 3 scheduled head coaching interviews. Yep, Hafley is lined up to interview with the Titans, Falcons, and Cardinals at the moment. Probably more to come. As far as John Eric Sullivan, we could get news on that decision from Miami in the course of the next, I mean, hell, it could break while we're live here, or it might happen tomorrow morning. If John Eric Sullivan leaves, it's going to be interesting to see if and when or what they do as far as kind of the upper part of the personnel group. But Milt Hendrickson is still there. He is pretty much Gutekunst's top lieutenant. I think they can handle losing John Eric, not that he's not valuable. He certainly is and has been. But they have a number of guys that they would probably just kick up the food chain, so to speak. And it is kind of funny now to see, and I know Milt got mentioned in a couple of different articles regarding like potential interviewees for GM jobs, though there don't seem to be as many GM openings this cycle as last. But it is funny because when Brian took over, you know, and they made the decision to go with Gutekunst instead of Elliott, and then Elliott left and Zoe left, and they had this kind of exodus of the top end part of the personnel group. And I do remember like Spoon wrote an article, and I think maybe Doherty did as well, about the brain drain and the loss of all this, you know, personnel, talent, etc. I think Brian's done a very good job of fielding a pretty great group throughout the personnel department. You know, you've got guys now in other spots. Certainly Zoe followed Elliott to New England, etc. But, you know, you've got Richmond Williams, who certainly is in line someday to run a shop. You got to think he probably needs a little bit more experience on the draft part of things, but he's been running the pro personnel group for a long time. He might probably work his way into John Eric's role. That's obviously just guesswork on my part, but there are a number of candidates in-house that I think they'll look at. I think, like I said, Brian's done a good job, and he's talked about this a couple of times over the years regarding he knows it's somewhat inevitable, right? You're going to lose people. People are going to go on and run their own departments, et cetera. And you cheer them on and you're really hoping for it, but you have to be prepared for it. And I think Brian's done a good job of preparing for it. We'll see. I hope John Eric gets that gig, but selfishly, I kind of hope he doesn't, because I love having him around Green Bay. Oh, Steve-O, what's going on, man? I'll be at Will's tomorrow for some Carry the G. There you go, brother. I like it. Gee, if only there were some kind of way to commemorate, you know, through the majesty of song.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Ah, yes. So refreshing. So good. Don Vito, how you doing, man? I hate the "we shouldn't even be in the playoffs this year, so it doesn't matter." Ask the Lions, the Commanders. Next year isn't guaranteed. I mean, anyone who says that kind of nonsense can just be safely set to ignore. Like, we don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Yes, winning all those games meant nothing. What? Like, that's just ludicrous, man. But yes, your overall point is 1,000,000,000% spot on. You know, I keep thinking back to Dan Campbell after they lost the NFC Championship game to the 49ers, saying that may have been our shot, guys. Not for long. NFL, man, it's a very, very real thing. And that's why the Packers' sustained success over the course of 30 years should be probably appreciated a little bit more by its own fan base. But you guys know me. I'm just an angry old man. Dr. Abazaba, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate the super sticker there, man. Matthew Clark, how are you, brother? Painted my cider cans in Carry the G colors. Go Pack Go. Now that's dedication, sir. Are they warm? I know you guys over the pond there like them warm. But regardless, thank you, brother. Neil Flynn, how are you? Maybe the Bears can hang their 2025 NFC North Champions banner as a consolation prize for their fans after we beat their ass on Saturday. I am interested. I don't think traditionally they've done that. You know, they have won the division the odd year or there, here or there, over the course of the last 20, 30 years. And I don't remember them putting up division banners like the Detroit Lions, but, you know, stranger shit has happened. But yeah, I don't think they, you know, a very old, rich, tradition proud organization. I don't think they're putting up a division banner, but it would be funny, especially since they'd have to do it after they lost to the Packers in the playoffs. Doctor having some trouble here. End SMH. I don't know what you're talking about there, brother. Bill, how you doing? Can someone wake up Gary and tell him it was only a nightmare? It would be nice to get anything out of him when it comes to rushing the passer. I do think he has, you know, done a decent job against the run, and overall he's played competently, but the complete lack of production when it comes to getting the quarterback off the spot, let alone getting him on the ground, which hasn't happened, what, since October? Yeah, that would be nice if there was a sudden burst from young Rashawn. I'm not holding my breath in that regard. Let's put it that way. Doug Hype, how are you, brother? Carry the G. That's all. Succinct, to the point. I love it. Dan, how are you, sir? I feel for you, Nags. I'm only on Instagram and Cheesehead TV. Again, thank you for what you do. Thank you, brother. Yeah, you know, you got to be online if you're going to make money online. That's the unfortunate reality, so that's where I have to exist. Michael, that's an interesting question. Do you think Diggs will be brought back? I assume you mean next season. I think there's a chance it won't be on his current deal. I can tell you that. There ain't no way in God's green earth. So at some point you will see the news, the headline, like they have released him this offseason. That will happen. But then, yeah, there's a potential they bring him back. I think, you know, I'm not going to say it all depends on how he plays Saturday night, but if he plays well and plays well, you know, a couple of games in the playoffs, et cetera, helps them out in that regard, certainly. You know, given his fit within the defense, if he's able to acclimate quickly and he'll makes a play here or there, yeah, there's a chance. I don't think that's the plan. You know, I think they got to a point where they desperately needed bodies. He became available. History with Parsons. Parsons undoubtedly, you know, spoke up, went to bat for him. They took a flyer, you know. And if he, it helps, you know, if he ends up being a significant component, yeah, he's got a shot at returning. But I think, yeah, some of it will depend on how he plays here. No doubt about it. Let me see. Going back here. Snags, is there somewhere we can see a video of you singing? Oh, Glenn. I think the only place online right now that I can think of is an old Instagram thing that Hang 10 put up. When I joined them on stage at the end of the draft in downtown Green Bay, I sang Everybody Wants to Rule the World with them. But that was a while ago. Let's see. Well, sorry, don't want to miss anything. Oh, there's Dr. Abba Zabba. Hey, Nags, long-time watcher, first-time poster. Thanks for all you do and for all the great content. Let's get this win and be these Bears fans delusion. I love it. I mean, look. We like to make fun of Bears fans for good reason, right? They're off-season champs perennially for a decade plus, and then all of a sudden they jump up and they win the division. Well done. Good one, little brother. That's one for you. I think there are plenty of Bears fans out there that are realistic and understand that this is a very close matchup. Like, these two teams, you know, I think they match up pretty similarly. Like, both teams can move the ball, score points, have their issues on defense. There's no doubt that, you know, the Packers slipped up here at the end of the season after the Micah Parsons injury. That's in conjunction with having already lost Tucker Kraft, you know, Davante Wyatt going down, etc. Every team deals with injuries, but certainly there are a few very significant ones in Green Bay, a little bit more so than in Chicago. And I think, again, most Bears fans understand that. But certainly there is a loud contingent, a vocal contingent of Bears fans online that need to get their asses shut up on Saturday night. And I'm looking forward to that. Druidia 27. Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Hi from Uruguay, Aaron. We are having a barbecue to watch the game on Saturday. We winning. Now we're talking barbecue. Come on now. Oh, you got me so hungry. My girlfriend's making steak tonight. So I am already sitting here with my tummy rumbling, but man, a barbecue Saturday night. Get yourself some drinks. Got yourself something going right there. Hello from New York City. Thanks for watching, man. And thanks for the support. Really appreciate it. Jake, what's going on, man? Feels like most of the pressure is on the Bears. I mean, I don't know. I think both fan bases certainly will tell you that the pressure's on the other team. But I get what you're saying as far as, you know, you've had this from a Bears fan perspective, probably somewhat unexpected season. I don't think you probably heard a lot of we're going to win the division talk earnestly, like a lot of like, you know, puffed up nonsense, obviously, but earnest, we are going to win the division talk from Bears fans at the start of the season, especially considering how they started out of the gate. But yeah, now they're here and the whole thing comes crashing down. If the Packers beat them, yeah, I think that's a bit of pressure, but I think that's more on the fan side. From the team side, man, it's always pressure, you know, and this is, if you heard Jordan Love at his locker this week, this is what guys play for. This is what you want. Pressure is privilege. You want to be in this situation. You want to be playing in front of the whole country. You want the opportunity to go try and win a championship. You know, what are there, 18 teams, 15 teams, whatever it is, sitting at home right now watching you? You want to be in this position. So, yeah, there's pressure, no question about it. But that's legit just mostly the being in the NFL. That is what it's about. Bill, what's up, man? My keys to victory, clean game, match their intensity, control the clock. I do think that last part is going to be part of the game plan, so to speak, because they are going to run the ball. I think with Josh Jacobs back to full health, they will commit to the ground game. We've seen LaFleur do that all season long, and I do think they'll be effective against the Bears. And yeah, there's no doubt that they got to play a clean game. It's always easy to say, a little tougher to do, but what's disconcerting is the crew, the cobbled together crew that they have for the officiating crew that they have for this game. There are parts of it that, including the head official, who throw a lot of pre-snap stuff, who are very big sticklers about it. So it's something that the Packers are going to have to stress this week in practice, which I'm sure they are. And the bit in the middle is the most interesting. Match their intensity. I don't doubt for a moment the Packers will be intense, right? The Bears will be intense. It's always about managing that initial surge of energy, especially in big games like this, playoff atmosphere, etc. The first 5-10 minutes, you know, it's always very overwhelming and there is a lot of energy. Hopefully you can do something, a big kick return, a big play for a touchdown, etc., to quiet the crowd down a little bit and get that energy on your side and kind of dissipate the energy from the home crowd. Again, very easily said, there's no easy button to make you do it, but managing that early, especially, I'm looking at you, Keyshawn Nixon, not having any stupid penalties because you're so amped up. You know, those are the things you got to avoid in this one. Zero question. Newt, you are 1,000,000,000% correct. Thanks for checking out the stream, man. Evan Williams needs to bring a big game to help us have a big game. Couldn't agree more. Talked about that a bit at the top of the stream. You know, people forget he didn't play the second round, the second game against the Bears. I think he is big time instrumental in limiting what the Bears are going to want to do running the football. No question about it. All right, folks, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.